Hello and welcome to Stronger, Healthier, and Happier, the official podcast of Hill Family Chiropractic. I'm your host, Michael, and with me is Dr. Jared Hill, chiropractor, owner, and CEO of Hill Family Chiropractic. Hello, Dr. Hill.
Hello, hello.
Here we are again, doing it again. What do you got going on this week that you're excited about?
Well, we're getting ramped up, ready for our October fitness challenge, and really excited. You know, we have our fitness studio that's part of our chiropractic office, and it's been a lot of fun as patients are getting more engaged with that and helping to take them from not exercising and then into exercising, some of them rehabbing injuries to just needing to get back into shape or lose weight or whatever it is. But we have, we've partnered with MyZone, and it helps track heart rate, and it looks at how much effort they're putting in, and it just helps us to regulate their exercises better, or our trainers to help them with that. And so we've got a lot of good classes and coaches in place, and now we're getting ready to launch and kind of let more of the community know what's available. And so we're having this October Fitness Challenge, and it's going to have with some prizes and all kinds of fun stuff with massage and gift cards and
that's awesome.
Shirts and yeah.
Yeah, and as you're listening to this or watching, you will still be eligible if you're listening release week. We're releasing the Monday before October starts.
There you go.
The 1st of October is when this thing launches. So if you're listening or watching, you can still contact our office today. You can go to hillfamilychiropractic.com/fitness to learn about all of that. And we're gonna get rolling on that 1st of October.
Yeah, several different ways you can win in a nutshell is every single person can win. So there's not just, there's going to be three big winners, but there's everybody can win if they reach a certain map and things like that. So anyway, check it out. It'll be fun.
Yeah. And if you don't know what MyZone is, if you don't know any of that, that's all, again, hillfamilychiropractic.com/fitness. There's a lot of answers for you there. It's pretty interesting stuff. And I'm enjoying it, and I'm not the fitness guy, but I do
enjoy.
You're
becoming the fitness guy.
I'm getting there because this MyZone thing is helping that happen. So it's great.
That's good.
We're real excited about that. Got a lot of exciting stuff happening here, but I'm really excited about this episode today. We're continuing our conversation about the Better Results Faster class, how to get better results faster. It's something we take new patients through all the time, and maybe you've been a patient for a while and you just need a refresher. Maybe you are new and you couldn't make it to the class, or maybe we had somebody in the class just this last week who had been to it before. And what did she say to you after
the
class?
She was just saying how her husband wasn't able to make it the first time, so she brought her husband, and then she was just talking about how awesome it was and how she learned so much more the second time than she did the first time. And anyway, it's kind of ever changing. We want to make sure it's updated and fresh, but it's hard to forget those key principles.
Yeah, and that's one of the reasons we're doing this podcast, is because now once this is released and it's out there, it's available and you can go check it out. And all these episodes are pieces of this class that you do. But we are able to dig in even deeper than you are in a one-hour session, a one-hour class. So it's pretty exciting. And so the question we're asking today is kind of the first question you ask in this class. And it's, are Americans healthy? We're going to ask that question and answer. We're going to say, how do we know if we're healthy? And is our body designed to be healthy and to heal itself? Those are the questions we're going to discuss today. And so I'm just going to start off with the first question. Are Americans healthy?
Yeah, well, that's a great question. Everybody has their opinion on that, but but I would say when I asked that question in the workshop, hands down, everybody's like, no, Americans are not healthy, and it's pretty obvious when we look around. Even as you look at the stats, even before COVID and all the other stuff that's been going on, unfortunately, the health of America has been on a decline. And what I mean by that, we have amazing breakthroughs medically and with different surgical procedures and so on and so forth. And that's fantastic. But again, all of a sudden, but you still have different diseases just continually progressing, getting worse and worse. And that's a sad thing to happen. And it's even getting younger and younger. I mean, you look at heart disease and cancer and obesity and diabetes, it's just continually happening sooner and younger.
Yeah. And you see, you know, you see emergency care and that sort of stuff being more, you know, less people dying from accidents and things like that, possibly.
You bet.
But then overall health, you know, do you know any numbers, anything like that? Like what really is the big things that cause these deaths or just severe disease in people these days?
Oh my gosh. There's so many different stats with that. So, I mean, when you look at, we have to really get to the underlying cause, and that's really what this workshop or this, we'll be talking about is breaking it down, because there's so many avenues that cause variations of different types of diseases, which we like to call body signals, where the body starts breaking down and it starts not working or functioning the way it's supposed to. It can start causing all kinds of different symptoms, whether it's cancer or heart disease or just headaches or sciatic nerve pain, meaning when the body starts breaking down, not working right, we call those body signals, and we can label it into different disease names. And there's a multitude of different things that can cause that. And actually through the workshop, we'll little by little be breaking down what causes those things. And the thing about it is the research does show that 95 to 90% of that is caused from things preventable, like our lifestyle.
Yeah.
So we can take hope knowing that once we understand how the body works and take better care of it, then it can prevent a lot of things, right? And that's really where there may be certain situations and circumstances that you can't control, but there's a lot of things that you can, and really that's what we'll focus on.
Great. Okay, so what do most people base their health on? How do they know that they're healthy or not healthy most of the time?
Well, when I ask that workshop at the workshop, I talk about, and I'll have everybody finish that, right? Like, hey, most people base their health on, and the number one answer is what?
How they feel.
Yeah. Exactly. I mean, so, which is, it's really common. You know, as long as we can keep doing what we want to do and we feel pretty good doing it, we have a tendency to think we're healthy, which, you know, I mean, that makes sense for most people. But then I'll ask the question, well, what does diabetes feel like on the early stages, right? So unfortunately, sometimes by the time they find out they've got diabetes, they've had multiple health issues because of it, whether it's they are going blind or they have neuropathy or whatever. I mean, same thing with cancer. By the time someone feels they have cancer, how long, how many years, how long has that been building up and potentially spreading in their body before they actually feel it? So we can go on with every chronic condition and heart disease. And so we come to the conclusion that no, how we feel is not a good measuring stick of how healthy we are. Right?
Yeah.
And so we have to have a different way to measure that.
Okay. So we have to have a different way. And if how we feel isn't reliable, right? Because like you said, sometimes it's too late by the time you feel something. What is something that is reliable? What are things that you can do to decide, am I healthy or not?
Right. And so you think about in the most of the medical field, there's different scans and blood work and things like that, and blood pressure and cholesterol and all the things which are good markers to look to see if the body is not working right. But unfortunately, a lot of times still, by the time it shows up in a lot of those tests, it can problems can be going on for quite a while before it actually starts showing up in the blood and those things. So we have to really go back to what is the true definition of health. And so if you break down the definition in different forms of Webster or wherever, it really comes down to your body, how your body is functioning, not just how you're feeling.
Okay.
Not merely the absence of disease or infirmity, but really how your body is functioning, not only physically, but also socially, emotionally, and I would add in there spiritually. You know, there's, so when we look at health and we look at function and we look at it from several different spokes, like on a wheel, and making sure that those are all, because they all interconnect and they work together.
Yeah. Okay. So it's almost like your body's designed to function and work a certain way, and health means it's functioning the way it's designed to function. And lack of health would be, you know, you need an oil change or you need like a transmission fluid or something.
Yeah.
Because it's just not functioning the way it's supposed to.
Yeah. Because like we said, most people base their health on how they feel.
Right.
And so we have a lot of people that are living life busy and crazy and trying to do the things they can and they think that they should. And then they have this sense of, we call false wellness, which means that they're kind of in this comfort zone and they may be heading, their health is on a decline and they may not even really feel it quite yet or know it till all of a sudden one day there's this symptom that happens, right? Or this thing that starts to occur or they find something in a test. And by then, unfortunately, it's many times have been going on for years for a lot of people to get to that level. So in our office, what we do is we have tests and things to evaluate how the body is actually functioning. So one of the things is we have the state-of-the-art technology. It's called a subluxation station, and it evaluates how the nervous system is functioning. And what I mean by that is when we think about the nervous system, just to break it down, is the brain controls everything in your body, right?
Yeah.
And so you've got to be able to have the proper messaging from the brain to your body. And the technology helps to assess and look and measure, how is there inflammation? Is there interferences in that messaging system? And so if the central nervous system, you break it down into three different categories. You have the motor, the autonomic, and then you also have the sensory. The sensory nerves, it makes up 10%, and that's the one everybody's aware of, and that's the one that tells us how we feel. Okay. That's why we can have a gallbladder that's not functioning well, and then it finally gets to a point where it starts to shut down, and they go in for a gallbladder attack, and it's functioning at 30-40%. It didn't happen just all of a sudden instantly. It finally got to a point where it actually started causing symptoms. So the technology helps us to measure the other 90%, the nerves controlling the muscles and the organs and so forth.
Got it. So if we're measuring these factors, including your nervous system, and you're measuring those factors to kind of test the remainder of the measurements you can have of health beyond how you feel. We measure that, we see, hey, you're not healthy. What then is can your body heal itself? Like, is that something that your body does on its own? Is that something it needs medication to do? Like, how does that come into play? Because a lot of time the answer is, I have a headache, I need ibuprofen, right? I have a headache because I didn't take ibuprofen today, or whatever it might be. So, but truthfully, honestly, what's our body designed to do in that situation?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, that's where we look at, like you said, I mean, we get a cut. Sometimes we think, is it the Band-Aid or the Neosporin that's healing it up? Or is it our body? Our body is designed to heal and repair itself. I mean, we learn in grade school that the human body is a self-healing and self-regulating organism. So it's a fact that the human body is heals and then repairs itself.
Sure.
But I like to give the example of, if that's true, then why is the hospital full of people not healing and repairing?
Good question.
I mean, so it helps to kind of make, because everybody in the workshops are always like, oh yeah, definitely the body heals itself. But then why isn't your body healing and repairing the way it's supposed to? Why is all the people in the hospital and so forth? So we have to break it down. Yes, our body is designed to heal itself, but unfortunately there's things that can interfere with how our body is designed and created to heal itself. Mm. And for example, if I have a cut in my arm, automatically, what does it want to do?
It wants to heal.
Yeah, naturally. I don't have to tell it what to do. Just, you know, the intelligence that we're born with, amazing intelligence. You know, we're fearfully and wonderfully made with this power to be able to heal and repair, with this intelligence inside of us. And it wants to heal and knit that up automatically. But what if there's a splinter or something stuck inside there deep? What could happen to that?
It gets infected normally.
Yeah, it could get infected. And then if that infection is not taken care of, it could get to the point where it gets septic, run through my body, and kill me.
Sure.
And so then it's like, well, did my body lose the ability to heal?
I don't think so, no.
Well, exactly. It didn't lose the ability. It just was being interfered with, right? Yeah. So we remove the splinter, and then what happens?
Then it starts the process of healing.
Yeah, then exactly. It wants to heal. You remove the interference. So that's what in our office, if there's, I mean, as I always think about, if there's one thing that someone can get out of this understanding how the body works, is how amazing our body is designed and created to heal and repair itself. So then if we start looking at the choices we make on a daily basis, or the things that have happened to us in the past, or the things that are going on to us today, that can interfere. It can either promote health and healing, work with our body, or it can work against it to start interfering with it, kind of like that splinter. And so in our office, all we're trying to do, we're not putting any more healing in someone's body. It's all it's trying to identify where are the splinters and what can we do to remove those, so that way we can allow that person's body to heal and repair the way it's created and designed.
Yeah, and saying it that way, you know, the way it's created and designed, like, I like the phrase I hear you say, our body is an intelligent system. It's designed to be intelligent. And you've kind of hinted at this and kind of touched on it a little bit already, but really just digging in a little bit, how is that our body intelligent in that way?
Yeah, I mean, so much to where they're continually discovering it. You know, anytime they ever start to think they know how everything and find everything, they're all of a sudden discovering a whole nother cell and like glial cells of just like thinking that they're just this extra matter in our body. And then they find out it's such a critical element of communication within our body to help our body to function. I mean, like the The intelligence is so amazing, you know, in an eye or our body or our organ, that everything is intricately made and designed and created to work together in harmony. Yeah. And so one thing I love is just the element of how important everything does work together, meaning like the communication of the body, meaning like if kind of the analogies, if you break a branch from the tree, then what happens to the fruit on the end of the tree or the branch?
It will die.
It'll die. So if you think about the brain is sending those messages in like a feedback loop system through our nervous system, which branches out through our arms and our legs and to all of our organs and glands. And that central nervous system controls 100% of every organ, gland, tissue, cell in the body. So if there's things that can interfere with that communication and not allow the body to heal and repair. And so that's really where it comes down to is, when I think about someone's health, well, one example is I like to ask the question is, what's the system that controls in how healthy you are? And what do you think most people would say?
The immune system.
Immune system, yeah. It's because that's critical in controlling the overall health of our body, right? I wouldn't disagree with that. Yeah. But you can have your immune organs functioning and the ability to work really great, but what's the system that controls and tells the immune system what to do?
That would be the nervous system.
The nervous system. Yeah. Of course, you know this stuff. So
I hear it every other week.
But the central nervous system is what controls and coordinates how well the immune system and the cardiovascular system, digestive system, all the other systems are working together in harmony. So that's where you can have someone's body where they can have an overactive immune system, where you have a lowered immune system. And we try to fix it a lot of times with outside in rather than like, hey, if I take more of this or do this, and sometimes that can help, right? But is it really solving the issue of why isn't the body regulating how well that immune system is functioning, whether it's high or low? Same thing with blood pressure, right?
Sure.
So to give a quick example of that.
I was just thinking of this example, hoping you'd use it.
Yeah. So, I mean, like this is a common one, of course. We know that medication can save lives and it can be brilliant for people, right? But sometimes we can have someone that has a high blood pressure and they go in and they get a lowering blood pressure medication, and the medication does exactly what it's designed to do, and it lowers that blood pressure in its perfect zone. And we think, all right, great. Everything works great. But the question is, did that medication solve the reason why the person had high blood pressure in the first place?
Don't think it did. No.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like, so that that's like a body signal of saying, hey, something's not quite right.
Yeah.
And if we don't address the why or the underlying issue, then that can cause major issues. And I give an example of like my check engine light. If it goes on in my truck and I get sick and tired of it, I take it to my mechanic and I say, hey, can you help me out with this? The check engine light's bothering me. And they're like, yeah, no problem. They put a piece of tape over it. We would look at the mechanic like he's crazy, right?
Yeah.
But what are we doing when our check engine light in our body starts having a signal and it's not working right, whether it's reflux or sciatic nerve pain or digestive disorder or sleep or you name it. I mean, all these different things that start going on with our body, and we go and we take something to remove the symptom, but if it doesn't correct why the person's body is in that condition, then how is that different?
Yeah.
I mean, eventually, it may be great for a while. Like, hey, great, I don't see any of that tape was over top of the check engine light. I think everything's great. And then how many miles is it going to be where before I'm on the side of the road with my engine smoking?
Right.
And so my point from that is that we have to just make sure we're getting to the underlying cause and look to what controls our overall health first and foremost, which is your central nervous system, which controls all the other aspects. So when I think about overall health, and function and what drives that, that is one key element that I would first start with.
Okay, good. So that would be the intelligence of our body is designed to heal itself, but unfortunately, somehow we've got this idea. Well, I know why. Because we base whether or not we think we're healthy on how we feel. We think that once we take care of the how we feel part, then we're healthy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what the misconception or the misbelief is in our society. And unfortunately, that's why some research shows that the United States takes up to 75% of all medication developed in the world.
Hmm.
we spend more than twice as much on our healthcare system than any other country, but yet we are, when we look at the how we're ranked with our overall health compared to other countries, it's typically between 38th to 40th in the world. And so if you think about, again, medication and medicine can save lives, but are we just running to that without really making changes we may need to be making to take better care of ourselves? So that's the question is, because if you look at our world total population, let's say it's estimated around 5% of the total population is of the world, 5% of that would be making up America, and we're taking around 75% of all medication developed, there's a problem with that, right?
Yeah.
So that's where we, one of our goals is to help people start to understand, you know, hey, are we listening to the body and really taking care of it the way it's designed and created to be taken care of? Or are we just trying to, you know, just mask the problem, right? Or, or just put a temporary element on there or make it feel better at the time.
Yeah, I think it's interesting because I'm this analytical in the way that I'm going to go all the way back to like the root of why do we think these things that we think? And I think one of the places it comes from too is how busy we all are, right? Like as long as I can not feel bad so I can do all the stuff I have to do, why am I going to worry about whether or not I'm actually healthy, right?
Yeah.
And that's another thing that, like you said, that our society has gotten into this acceptance of hectic, busy life, that the goal is removing the interference to our lives instead of removing the interference to our health, right?
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I hear that very clearly with what you're saying. And I think we're going to move into some more solutions as we go through more episodes of this podcast. But would you say that the busyness and just the hectic nature of our lives is something that plays a part in all this?
Oh man, it's critical. I fall into that trap myself.
Sure.
You know, family and running a business and all the things that come with that. Knowing and just having a pretty good understanding of overall health and wellness and what it takes, I still make not very good choices based on and for convenience, right?
Right, right.
Because of just trying to keep up with life sometimes. And I get it. I understand. And that's where we have to start building structure and rhythms in our lives to help protect that. Otherwise, when we start not putting our health as a priority, unfortunately, we wake up one day where our body makes us make it a priority. And at that point, we have to dig ourselves out of a hole. And our goal is to try to catch people before that point and help them really evaluate what's the path they're on, you know, by being able to measure and look at the path that they're going and what can we do to shift and change that path so that way they don't end up with that diagnosis and then try to dig our way out of that.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's awesome. And I think it's really useful to see, I think perspective is everything, right? And seeing this in a way that clears up for us the overall principle of why we are not as healthy as we want to think we are as a country, right? So that we can now be ready to hear, well, then what does healthy look like and what can we do to be healthy? And you think we're going to just say, get an adjustment, but there's so much more coming that's going to be helpful and useful. So thank you so much for your time today. To go over this and kind of set the stage for what we're going to talk about in future episodes. Last week, hearing just kind of your story and where you came from, and this week, jumping into this. I just want to say that if you're listening or watching and you have questions for us and you want to ask anything in particular about what you heard today or anything like that, probably don't want to ask us in an email like, hey, here's the problems I have. Why don't you diagnose me on the podcast? That's probably not going to happen. But, you know, anything about what you've heard today in the podcast, you can email us at info@hillfamilychiropractic.com. That's info@hillfamilychiropractic.com, or comment on these videos on YouTube or Facebook if you're watching the videos.
You bet.
Because we want to talk to some people and answer some questions.
Yeah, I mean, we're here to help you as much as we can. So, I mean, whatever we can do.
Yep, absolutely. So thank you again, Dr. Hill.
You bet.
And I'll just do the little closing wrap up here for everybody.
You gonna wrap?
I'm not gonna wrap. Okay. I said wrap up.
Okay.
On the next episode, we're gonna talk about the system in your body that keeps you healthy. We're gonna dig deeper into that conversation, and so I just want to point you guys to that episode when it comes out. It'll be out a week from this one.
Awesome.
That's the plan. So thank you for listening to Stronger, Healthier, and Happier, the official podcast of Hill Family Chiropractic. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. It should be published on any of the places you listen to podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple, Google, Android, all the different places, include in Podbean, all the different places you could check it out. You could also visit hillfamilychiropractic.com/podcast. It's going to be live there as well. So any places, or you can watch us if you want to see our faces while we talk. You can watch us on YouTube or the Hill Family Chiropractic Facebook page, and tell your friends about the show. Let them know that you're learning how to be healthy and stronger, healthier, happier, and we will see you next time. Thank you.